At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Today's the deadline to register to vote for the state's primary election on March 6th. If you haven't yet, KERA's Christina Martinez explains how to do so.
First, check to see if you're already registered to vote. You can do that by going to votetexas.gov, click on the Register to Vote tab, and click on the Am I Registered link. If you're not registered, you'll have to do so in person at your local government office or by mail because Texas doesn't have online registration. You can print out an application at votetexas.gov and mail it in. Mailed applications must be postmarked by today. And if you've moved to another county or even within the same county since the last election, you'll have to re-register. Early voting for the primaries begins on February 20th and runs through March 2nd. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
You can also check out a voter's guide at keranews.org. White Rock Montessori School is the latest school to close after multiple reports of the flu. A private school in Far East Dallas yesterday on Facebook said flu, strep throat, and a stomach virus that impacted multiple classrooms. The campus will be closed through tomorrow for disinfecting. Itley ISD schools are also closed until tomorrow because of the flu. The virus has forced other schools in North Texas and around the state to alter their schedules as well. This year's flu season has been brutal in North Texas. More than 60 people have died from the flu, and officials don't know when the worst of the season will be over. Now to today's vital signs, alcohol and cold weather. Well, that might be tempting about now, but healthcare experts warn drinking alcohol to keep warm in cold weather can be a bad idea if you're not careful. I talked about why with Dr. Gilberto Salazar of Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center.
What I hear most often is, well, you know, I drink a little bit to keep myself warm and to celebrate the holidays. And that's what gets people in trouble a little bit, the combination of alcohol and the cold weather.
It seems to create some kind of warm feeling in you, but what exactly is that?
Well, what alcohol does, it dilates your little blood vessels at the surface of the skin. And so that gives you a nice, cozy, warm feeling. But essentially what you're doing is you're drawing all that heat from the core of your body out into the surface of your body. So you're really losing body heat.
So it's misleading then.
It is very misleading, and especially with the alcohol levels, take away your ability to understand what's happening. You may not understand that you're getting very, very cold, and that gets people in trouble, especially if they're out and about.
So you think you're getting warm when in fact it's just the opposite. You're getting cold or maybe even colder.
That's exactly right. And we see a lot of unfortunate patients every year who've been doing some drinking. They go outside or they've been partying outside and they get very cold and very sick.
Does the same thing happen with caffeinated beverages?
It's a similar situation. Caffeine raises your blood pressure and your heart rate, so also gives you a bit of a warm, cozy feeling. Doesn't necessarily raise your temperature.
Hot chocolate or coffee.
Well, that'll work. Actually, the warm liquids do provide some elevation in your temperature inside. So it's not necessarily the caffeine, but the temperature of the water that actually heats you up. So if you're looking for a good way to heat yourself up during the winter, a warm drink is actually a very good idea.
How bad can this get if you're not careful with alcohol? Are we looking at hypothermia eventually?
Yes, sir. You can get really terrible hypothermia. And so we've had unfortunate cases of people passing out when they're outside drinking. And the hypothermia makes their heart extremely sick. These patients come in very critical condition. And their resuscitation can be very, very difficult.
How much time would have to pass, say, between the time you were consuming an alcoholic beverage to the point that hypothermia might creep in?
It's very, very fast, especially if you are not taking any measures to warm yourself up. You may not know what's happening. In a span of less than 30 minutes, your body will begin to experience hypothermia. Once hypothermia sets in, your level of cognition and of understanding goes further down. And so that gets patients in trouble very quickly.
Do hospitals see this problem a lot?
We see that quite a bit, especially in these frigid months. A lot of our patients who may be homeless or do not have access to a shelter maybe outside. Some of them do have history of substance abuse, and they use alcohol for various purposes. And these are some of our most vulnerable patients, and we see them very, very sick in the emergency department.
When it gets to that point, then, how do you treat that?
When they come in, our main priority is to stabilize them as best as we can and begin very aggressive warming measures. And these patients don't do very well unless we are able to bring their core temperature to a normal level.
During cold weather, what are things to stay away from and things that are okay to consume if you're looking for something to warm you up?
Warm liquids are always advisable. You mentioned hot chocolate. That's a great alternative. A little bit of coffee. It's always better to dress in layers and be able to shed off layers rather than be underdressed and then figure out that your core temperature is dropping and dropping. And if you're going to be doing some drinking, especially outdoors, make sure that you have a designated person who is not drinking, who's able to look out after you.
Dr. Salazar, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Gilberto Salazar is Associate Chief of Emergency Services at Parkland Hospital System. He's also an Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine at UT Southwestern. Coming up this evening on All Things Considered, a North Texas native familiar to public radio listeners across the country.
It's meaningful to me to have a family. It's also incredibly meaningful to me to be a journalist and do my work.
Ahead of the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, NPR's Elise Hu talks about the challenge of motherhood and covering tensions between the two Koreas. Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, leading figures in South Africa are holding an emergency meeting to decide the future of their president. Also, reports of the use of a toxic gas in a rebel-held area of northern Syria. NewsHour begins in 30 minutes. And the forecast should get up to around 54 today. Then temperatures drop to around 43 overnight. There's a 20% chance of rain then, 60% chance of rain tomorrow.